Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana. And today I want to talk about the rules of engagement. I was just listening to the interview with Jordan Woods. I was watching the Red Table Talk and listening to her interview. And of course, I went into it with open ears, but also I had already had my judgment. I wasn't sure what was going on. It seemed pretty insane to me that she would take that type of risk with her reputation and with her life without any type of regard for being the best friends to the family of one of the most popular people on social media, that she would even take that type of risk for someone like Tristan, who has been in several situations where he's been named a cheater. You know, I didn't see how she would take that type of risk with her own life, knowing that he is not like a knight in shining armor. Like, he's not the type that would take you off, marry you, redeem you, you know, like, and not to say that he wouldn't, but he does not seem to be of the character that he would take any type of responsibility for the situation. So if things were to blow up, he's not going to have your back. Like, so for me, it was kind of like, well, is she really just naive? Or did she think that maybe he's older and he convinced her that, you know, she is someone that he would want to move on with? You know, everything pretty much is smoke and mirrors. So when you see on social media all of these friendships, people, you know, they're being best friends and this person's best friend and they're hanging out and everybody's one big family. We know that in real life, people are just not that way. Like, who your friends are on social media are not your friends in real life. So I had plenty of different perspectives and thoughts about the scenario. I didn't know if she was innocent or guilty. I didn't know what was going on, but I definitely wanted to know what was going on because she had been silent, and I was happy that it was coming to the Red Table because it was like, I love the Red Table. I think that Jada does a great job with allowing people to tell their story, bringing them to a safe place where they feel comfortable to share. And I didn't even know the connection between Jada and Jordan and how deep their relationship went and how much of a family member she was to Jada. So that was even more of a appropriate platform for her to be able to tell her story. But after watching it, I definitely feel for her. I feel for her because I think that this is a very common mistake that people make all of the time, and not just out of malice, just being unaware of how to create boundaries within your relationships, friendships, you know, friends with your man, their man, whatever. I think that people are quick to judge, but are often in the very exact same situation. And I know for myself, I've been on both ends of the spectrum where similar things have happened to me. And from Chloe's perspective and from Jordan's perspective. So I think that in this situation, I feel like it is a good teaching moment for the podcast, just because I think that learning about boundaries and having empathy and being realistic and just really protecting your reputation at all costs is something that should be acknowledged, especially in the days and age that we're in now with like social media and knowing that everything can be recorded, screenshotted, sent, misinterpreted. Like, there's so many different things. And when you're young, it's like, I'm so fortunate. I'm 40. So when I was 21, a lot of the mistakes that we were making with my peers, no one saw them. And we were making plenty of mistakes. We were in a lot of situations where we shouldn't have been there. There's no reason why any of us should have been there. I know I should not have been partaking. I shouldn't have been even putting myself in the situation to be, you know, misconstrued, or maybe I was doing things even on purpose that I just wasn't thinking about consequences and how it could affect people. And I wasn't even thinking like that, you know. So at her young age, I do feel for her that she is experiencing this so public, and just from making simple mistakes, from just not acknowledging boundaries, and that's basically what it is. And so, for the podcast today, I just wanted to touch on the rules of engagement, just in my experience of life and love and relationship and learning and friendship, just to kind of shed light on it and give some tips, share some of my own personal experiences with these situations and how I dealt with them. So, I just want to jump right into it. First, I want to just say, just a shout out to the men. When you have women that are addressing these type of boundaries, don't always assume that they're insecure, because it's not about being insecure. It's really about keeping yourself from being triggered. There are things that you go through in your relationship where there could be something that has nothing to do with the person that you're with, but certain situations can trigger you that bring issues into your new relationship. And so just men being aware and, having a conversation. Don't wait until you get into an argument to address these issues, ladies. But men, definitely take your defenses down. You may not be guilty of anything, may have never been put yourself in a situation to be guilty of anything, but just acknowledging the person that you're with and that they may have been through some things and probably have been through some things, that you are acknowledging that and you're trying to use some restraint in your own behavior and putting boundaries up in your own relationships, that you're respecting your relationship. And that also takes time. And it's, men don't like to be told what to do, and they get defensive, but just be open to acknowledging some of the things that you have may have brought into your relationship, or maybe your partner has been in these type of situations in the relationship, in another relationship, that you need to be patient and come around. And then women coming to the table with all of these boundaries before the relationship even gets serious can be a red flag. So you definitely don't want to start your relationship off like, there will be no this, there will be no that, there will be no this, there will be no that. I think it's important that before you even get serious in a relationship, that you observe your potential mate, who your partner is. Really, observation is key. You really want to see what type of personality the partner that you may be interested or attracted to. There may be some chemistry there, but does this person match your expectations in their personality? Because the truth is, a lot of people, they're not intentionally trying to hurt your feelings or be flirtatious. It is just who they are. They are just very social, extroverted, flirty people. And more than likely, if that is their personality, that is something that is not going to change. So if you're someone that is not very social, doesn't understand that type of interaction, you're looking for a long-term fight. Like, this is something about this person that they probably cannot change. There's ways of putting boundaries up, but if it is their profession to be around a lot of women, it is their profession to just have to be in circumstances where there's males and females on their day-to-day life, and they have to interact, or their social media is a part of their business and they have to interact with people commenting. And if you know this about this person, and you know that you have been through certain traumas in your past relationships, that is probably not the relationship for you. You probably don't even want to get too deep in it. Don't fall in love. Really be proactive in that, because definitely this person cannot be different than what they are. And that's just the truth. They're just social. They're just extroverts. They just attract people. It's a part of their DNA. It's how they are, and it's no intention to hurt your feelings or anything. It's just, that is just the person that they are. And if you're just a wallflower and you're not really social and it makes you uncomfortable that the person that you're potentially going to be boyfriend, girlfriend with, or married to, you're looking for a long-term situation of arguments and fights and feeling triggered. And don't even put yourself through that. You know, if you're super low key and you need somebody super low key, and not just so much like you, but just someone that is not just the life of the party. If you can be with someone like that, if you can handle all that comes with that. But if you know that you can't, and you're just going to make that person miserable, trying to make them be, you know, this wallflower or not talk to women or whatever your issues are, do not put someone else in that situation. You're just either not ready to really be in a relationship, or this is just really just not your person. And either way, it's okay. So I just wanted to put that little disclaimer out before I start reading off my lists of do's and don'ts. And these are just things that I think that you should take in consideration. This is not like the rules of engagement for every relationship. I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your boo, or, you know, judge you if you're this type of a friend. But I'm just saying, to prevent any type of drama or discord, you know, people are not perfect, but there are ways to keep yourself out of the line of fire. I will say that. And so I just want to address this etiquette and guidelines to go by, just to keep yourself out of the line of fire. Or if you are a rebel, or if you feel that, you know, you are the social person and you don't think there's anything wrong with the way that you're interacting with people's man, then at least know that some of these things, just be ready for whatever comes with it, because there's going to be backlash, not on a Jordan level, not a Kardashian level, not, you're not getting to the red table, but just on a social level in your normal life that you have to live day to day, you know, just be accountable and just acknowledge and be aware of your actions and how they can hurt people, and how karma is very real. And that you do want to walk through life, not just going with the flow, but being intentional about who you are and who you want to, how you want to be viewed. And so those are my little disclaimers. But the first one I want to say is, just in setting boundaries, you shouldn't be going out with your friend's man without your friend, whether there's alcohol involved or not. I feel that if you are friends with someone, and you guys are, you're planning to go out, you know, everybody's single, whatever, you're planning on going out, and your man, your friend's man is going to be there, or your intent, you know that he's going to be there, and you are already had plans on going there, then I'm not saying don't go, but I'm saying definitely let your friend know, hey, I'm going to this party, I think so-and-so is going to be there, we're going, you know, give him the heads up. We're probably going to be in the same space, you know, whatever. I didn't know if you wanted to go, if you're going out, you know, just to let you know, we're going to all be going out, whatever. That's one way to approach it. If you are making plans with your friend's boyfriend, just know that that is not okay. You should not be making plans or meeting up with your friend's man. It's just not okay. It is not something that is going to work out in the long run. Even if your friend doesn't say anything, trust and believe, there is something about that that is going to come up later if it continues to happen on an ongoing basis. So just word to the, you know, people that may not know, in relationship etiquette, you should not be meeting up with your friend's man. You should not be on the phone with your friend's man, calling them up. Hey, what's going on? What's up? What are you doing? You know, there has to be those kind of boundaries. And so definitely know, being their counselor, if your friend has a boyfriend and he calls you and tries to talk to you about your friend, definitely try to stay out of those conversations. Don't try to be his counselor. You don't have to be rude, but redirect. You know what? This is not appropriate. This is not uncomfortable. This is not, I'm not the one that you should be talking to. That's my friend. And I don't know who's right or who's wrong, but I'm not in it. So I don't want to have anything to do with it. That will save you a lot of time and a lot of grief. You shouldn't be at your friend's man's house without your friend. If there's a party going on, a house party, and your friend's not going, go home or do something else. do not get yourself in a situation where you're at your friend's man's house and your friend is not there. It's just so much that can be said. There's so much that can be misread just from your association. It's just not a good idea to just be at your friend's man's house. Don't even do it. And this is something that is a little more sensitive just because I feel that it's such a gray area, but you shouldn't be following your friend's man on social media. I mean, you guys can take it or leave it. This is just my words of wisdom. You never know what you're going to see. You don't know how to read interactions. You don't know who their friends are. You don't know who their families are, who their family members are. And it's just the less you know, the more you can hold on to your friendship. So even if it's innocent, I don't follow any of my friends' men on social media. That's just me. I'm not really interested in following any of my friends' men on social media. I do have friends that do follow my husband on social media, and I don't think anything of it because it's whatever. I don't feel a way about it because there hasn't been any incidents where I feel like any of my friends have crossed the line or anything with my husband. But for my own personal self, I just don't follow people's men on social media. It's just me and my boundary that I just don't do it because I don't want anything to be misconstrued. I don't want to see anything that I shouldn't be seeing that's going to cause conflict in my friendships. So I just don't do it. You shouldn't be, and this is the thing that really got Jordan in trouble. And I think that this is something that we all have been in this type of situation at some point, either on the receiving end or on the other end, you know, on the giver end. You shouldn't be protecting your friend's man when he's in the wrong and it pertains to you. I am very much so an advocate of mind your business because what people put out there on social media, you don't know what their real relationship is like. You have no idea what happens behind closed doors. They can seem like the Huxtables, the Brady Bunch, all that good stuff. And they are fighting like cats and dogs. They have all kinds of issues, things going on that we are not privy to, that we should not be privy to. It's none of our business. And so I feel that if you do see something that may not be so good, or you may feel a way about it, I do think that there has to be some type of restraint in delivering that message to your friend, because it can be taken one of two ways. Either she can thank you or be mad at you. And so I myself, just from personal experiences, if I do see my friend's man doing something or saying something that may be inappropriate and it has absolutely nothing to do with me, I'm not saying anything. And to go further into that, I'm not only not saying anything to my friend, but I'm not going to say anything to anyone else about it. I'm not going to spread that rumor. I'm not going to say anything else about it. I'm going to take maybe a mental note and see it. And you know what? I'm not going to judge it. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what's going on with them. You know, they could be going hitting a rough patch. They could be broken up on the inside. I don't know. But I'm not going to be the one to go and tell my friend something about their man that has absolutely nothing to do with me. Something that I may have seen or heard. I'm not bringing that back to them. That's just me. That's just my personal opinion, my personal experience. I don't do that. I don't bring back gossip to my friends about their man. I heard so-and-so said this, that, because the story has been flipped, tripped, might not even be true. I don't know. But if it pertains to me, like if one of my friend's man said something to me that made me uncomfortable, I would definitely tell my friend about it. If I knew that we are going to be in the same company, if we had to be in the same company, I would definitely tell my friend. I've been in that situation before where I had a friend who her boyfriend, this is, we were much younger. We were about the age, you know, in our early 20s. And we were at a party. I was at a party. My friend's boyfriend was at the party too. There was no interaction. I was friends with his friend's girlfriend. And so it was like both the groups were there And it kind of just came out of nowhere where he came over. We were not friends. I never had a conversation with him before. I just knew that that was her man just from knowing her, and we had never hung out or anything. But he tapped me on the shoulder and said, whispered something or said something, and it was weird because I just was like, I don't even know you in a way for you to be coming over here and saying anything to me. And he wasn't really a friendly type of a guy, so it was not just like, oh, he's just friendly and just talks to people. So that already made me uncomfortable, and so I just got myself out of the situation. I just walked away. I didn't listen anymore. I didn't try to figure it out at the time. I just walked away from the situation. I just was like, oh, I don't know what this is about. I don't know if he's been drinking. I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting my own self out of the situation. And so I didn't leave the party, but I left that area of the party. I clearly got myself out of there. And so, and at that point, I didn't tell my friend because at that point, I knew that, first of all, that's her boyfriend. She loved him. And I knew that I had no intention on taking things any further. I wasn't going to really see him like that anymore in that type of situation. I felt like I could handle it. And so there was no reason to hurt her feelings. It was like I knew that she probably was not going to break up with him. It wasn't even a reason for her to break up with him. Nothing happened. It was a red flag for the type of person that he was because he did know that she was a very good friend of mine. So it was a red flag for her, but I didn't see it as a reason to shake things up. It was like, I don't want to be the reason or the cause for anybody's drama. I'm just taking myself out of the situation, so I didn't say anything. Well, fast forward, maybe 6 months later, I saw him out somewhere, and that time he actually asked me out. And I knew that at that time they were not, I don't think they were like quote unquote together. I think they were kind of going through some things, but they were still in a relationship, but I think they may have been going through a little something. But he tried to talk to me again and he actually asked me out. And I just right away, I just said, you know what? She's my friend and I'm telling her. Don't think that you can ever talk to me that way. Don't think that you can ever approach me that way. I'm not flattered. I'm insulted. I feel disrespected. And I'm definitely telling her. I don't know what's going on with you guys and it doesn't matter, but I want myself out of it. So I'm definitely going to let her know what happened. And so I did. I told her, and she knew. She knew from the first time. He told her that, I guess he told her that he tried to talk to me or something. And I don't know if he used the excuse that he was trying to test our friendship or whatever, but he did tell her about it. And she never said anything to me about it. And we've talked about it. And she said that at that time, she felt like she knew that I wasn't in the wrong, and she knew why I didn't tell her. And so in that case, it was good that I did say something, and I knew that from that point on that I was not going to. And behind the scenes, he was actually telling her like I wasn't a good friend to her because I didn't tell her, you know. And so I knew from that point that if I ever was in that situation again where a friend of mine's boyfriend tried to talk to me or made me feel uncomfortable, whatever, no matter what, since it does pertain to me, I am going to say something. I'm gonna get myself out of it because I would never want someone to feel a way about me behind my back or thinking, oh, well, maybe I should say something because, you know, she's not telling me that my boyfriend tried to talk to her. So maybe she likes him, or maybe she doesn't want me to know. Maybe that I don't even want my friends carrying on thinking anything like that. So I know that from that experience, even though she's still a friend of mine. I still know her. We're, you know, I still am in contact with her. And, you know, that was years ago. No bad blood, nothing. We're still friends. You know, I'm still cool with her, whatever. But from that situation, I learned like, okay, I'm not protecting anyone's situation for myself. I'm not doing it. I'm getting myself out of it. So if it pertains to me and that individual, I'm definitely gonna say something because I'm gonna get myself out of it. Listen, I don't know what's going on, and I'm not gonna come at it in a judgmental way. Girl, you need to leave him. He's this, this, and that. Listen, I don't know what you guys are going through. I don't know what happened, but this happened, this incident happened, and I don't want it to happen again. So you need to check him Figure that out. But I want you to know that I had nothing to do with it. And I don't know what you guys are going through, but this is not that. You know, just really setting your, letting them know what happened, because then that gets you out of it. Now, if now, trust and believe, you are taking a risk by doing that with your friendship. But the way I see it is, if this is going on and, you know, her, for your friends, man, is trying to talk to her friends and all this type of stuff, and this is the type of person he is, and she's staying with him, and you're not going to be friends for that long anyway. That friendship is not going to last anyway, because if she continues to choose him and be with him, and that's his character and that's the person that he is, it's going to keep going on and on and on, and your friend, you're not going to be friends anyway. So there's no reason to try to protect someone else's man. And I know there's a lot of women out there that like to take the guy's side. They like to be the man's friend. They like to be the sister to everybody's man and all that. But you're playing a dangerous game with that, because at the end of the day, he is not going to choose you for friendship. So then you're going to lose two friends, because he's not going to be your friend, and the girlfriend or the wife is not going to be your friend. And you're going to be looking like the troublemaker, the problem starter. So at the end of the day, you need to be protecting your own reputation, checking your own intentions, and making sure that you're not trying to cause trouble, but you're definitely trying to nip it in the bud so that it does not become a problem for you. So that is definitely a big one when it pertains to you, not just going around being a, you know, a private eye detective on other people's relationships. Definitely protect yourself when it pertains to you. Okay, back to my list, because I kind of went on a little tangent. Let me see, where am I? Setting clear boundaries for yourself, because women are going to choose their man more, 9 times out of 10. And you're responsible for your own reputation. So I kind of went into that already. But just setting clear boundaries for yourself, knowing what you will and will not allow in friendships, relationships, even with your friend's man or anybody's man, how you're not going to be, for me, myself, for anyone's husband, like, I'm not calling anyone's husband late at night. I'm just not. Friends, whether I know the wife, don't know the wife, whatever, I'm just not doing that. People's boyfriends, whatever, I'm just not communicating with people's man late, period. And I mean, I am in my own relationship, so I'm not doing that anyway. But even when I was single, I had that boundary. I learned over time to set that boundary, just because you don't ever want to be the woman that's friends with a man and they're using you as an excuse to be able to talk to other women. You know, like, it just is, it has to be a clear boundary. You have to set those boundaries for yourself, you know, just for you knowing that, okay, I'm not going to be calling people's man. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm going to, you know, just let them have their relationship. I don't want to be the cause of any arguments and fights. And so just setting your own boundaries for yourself, and recognizing as a woman that there is a double standard. There will always be a double standard. So act accordingly. You know, it's not that I agree with the things how they are, and I do think things that should be different, but they're not. And I think we just need to focus more on holding ourselves accountable rather than trying to change the system. In our lifetime, it may take another 10 lifetimes for the double standard to go away, if ever. So just understanding that as a woman, we have to hold ourselves to that double standard when we know that it can affect us in a way that can ruin our reputation, especially when you are innocent. You know, so there's a double standard. You just got to go with it. And checking yourself and your own intentions, understanding that there are men that are predators and they do prey on the women in their inner circle. They're entertained by just stirring up shit. There's some messy ass niggas out there. They just are. They messy as hell. It's men that are very messy, and there's a lot of them that are just stirring up shit constantly between women for attention or whatever they're doing it for. But know that there are men like that, and recognize that you don't really want to be a part of that. Like, you don't want to be a part of anyone else's drama and entertaining other people's men and whatever they have going on. So just recognize there are predators out there. There are men out there that like to entertain the women in their circle, whether they're married, not married, whatever. There are men that are out there that are like that. And so just make sure you're taking yourself out of the scenario by not entertaining it. Women, there are women out there that are just thirsty for attention and are entertained by other women's men giving them attention. Don't be that woman. Do not be her, unless you just want the consequences to that. So those are just a couple of things that I did have for setting boundaries and keeping yourself out of the line of fire, out of the line of fire. And two, just if you are on the receiving end of the situation, if you are the wife, the girlfriend, you know, whatever, start with your man. I would say don't address the friends. Don't come at your friends unless you see that, you know, your man may be innocent in the situation and you may have a friend that is just one of those thirsty girls that like to get other people's men's attention and maybe doing too much and you feel like she needs to be addressed because she's really out of line. Then yeah, of course, you know, address your friend. But in these situations, if it's just like your trauma or your insecurity or your triggers or whatever, I think that it's more important for you to address those situations with your man and that he understands that you don't like that. I don't really feel comfortable with you, you know, going out with my friends when I'm not around, talk to my friends on the phone, you know, whatever. And there are situations where your man could have been friends with some of your friends before you were. That happens all the time, you know, where you're coming into a friendship where your man is friends with all of your friends already because you met him through a friend or friends or whatever. And as your relationship grows and as you become more serious, there has to be boundaries set up even around that. Because if I know that my homeboy is dating my friend, I know that that relationship is going to supersede our relationship eventually. My friendship to him is not going to be as important as my friend's friendship with him or relationship with him. And so you have to respect that and respect that boundary because they're moving into a different level of relationship where friendship supersedes, like their relationship supersedes your friendship. And so with those type of situations, it can be blurry, it can be gray areas, but just know that whatever sets your intentions to be good, like know that you're not just, you know, trying to dominate the friendship. Oh, I was friends with him first, he's my friend. You know, it's like you have to be mature, grow up. You know, your friendship is not that serious. That's your friend for however many years. He got a girlfriend now that you may know. Just respect the relationship, you know. Use your intuition, use your good judgment, and know that you don't want to be stepping on anybody's toes, you know? So if that's your best friend and now he got a friend, that's your friend, whatever, you're not in it anymore. Your relationship goes to the back burner. Let them do them. Okay, let me see where else am I at. Okay, and then gray areas in relationships. I feel that people, we just need to be more realistic and understand that friendship is the foundation of a relationship. And so, you know, people like to say, oh, well, we're just friends. We're just friends. Oh, it's not that serious. Don't think that deep into it. Well, that's how relationships start, was with friendships. So if you're spending too much time with someone, then you can start to develop feelings for them that had you created that boundary, you wouldn't have even gotten yourself in that situation, you know. If you're listening to your friend's boyfriend and talking about their problems and you're seeing your friend as the issue and you're starting to get more on his side, you got to watch that because now you're creating a bond with somebody else's man that has nothing to do with you. And now you're kind of crossing the line and that can be blurry too. You know, like you don't want to be in any gray area. So understanding just being grown and being, you know, logical, just know that that's how friendships, relationships start. They start from friendships. So that excuse of, oh, well, we're just friends or, you know, it's just, yeah, you could be friends, but you also need to have some boundaries around your friendship and respect the other people in that are in the relationship, you know? So that's me playing the one side of the fence. And now on the other side of the fence, if you have a boyfriend or, you know, he's your baby daddy or your boo, or you're living together or you're living apart, but you're together, whoever the male person in your relationship is, whatever you call him, if he's not your husband, and I know that I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, and people, they get really defensive and upset when someone, especially when someone married, says it, but he is single. So understand that if you are in a relationship with someone and you're having these different types of issues with them, with all these different boundary issues, he is single. Your man is single. He is not in a married, committed relationship. And there are going to be women that are going to view him as single. If Chloe was actually married to Tristan in this particular, I'm using her, I don't really like to use celebrities situations, but I'm using this case in point for just a social norm. If she were married to him, then he would not be having after parties at their home. If he's living separate than her, then yeah, he's gonna have after parties at his home. So if you're with a man and he's just your boyfriend and you guys live together and he's having after parties at the house and girls and females are spending the night until 7 in the morning, then he's open. He is open to other women seeing that as an opportunity. So you really have to, those are the gray areas of relationships where I feel like people get upset when someone else calls them out on it or says, like, how come you guys aren't married? Or, if you're really serious about the relationship, you need to lock it down. You gotta lock it down. I don't feel that people are really saying that because just, I mean, there are people that are just saying that just to be, a bitch and just be like, well, I'm married and you're not, and whatever. And my relationship's more serious than yours because he married me, whatever. There are people that are just, that think that way, even though there are marriages that are not real, that are not perfect, that are, that are a lot of shit is going on that shouldn't be going on, but it's theirs and let them have it. But if you are in one of these gray area relationships where he's just your baby daddy, or your boo, or you're still having sex with him, or you guys are living together and there's no official title, there are going to be women that are going to see him as an opportunity. It's just the way that it is, And when there are these gray areas, you really cannot be mad at other women for seeing him as single because he is. People are not even taking marriages serious. So you can't expect for women to take your situation with your baby daddy serious when you guys, whether you live together or not, are not married. You're off and on. There's just so many gray area and there's so many rules that are made up as you go along. It's like, no, there has to be some type of level of commitment where everyone knows that this is your partner. This is your commitment. This is what you're choosing. And then there's always going to be drama, even in the midst of that. Because even if you're married, there's going to be boundaries that are broken. People cheat. There's people trying to figure out what they're. But if you know that this man is married and this woman is married, then you already know what you're going into. And I'm not talking about the secret marriages, people that are hiding their marriages and you don't know and you're getting caught up in those situations. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that if you know that a person is married already, whether they're separated, whatever their situation, if they're, you already know going in that there's going to be some complications, that there's something that's unfinished business going on with another woman in that scenario. So you kind of already know what's going on with that. But if you're single and your man is not, I mean, even if he's claiming you, if you guys are not actually married and you guys are both still single. So there are definitely going to be people that are going to be testing those boundaries and that are not going to really take your relationship serious. They're going to be looking at it like, well, shit, he ain't married. He's not married to her. Oh, they live together. Oh, okay, well, he got another spot over here. He's always over there. He's doing this and he's doing that. So it's like, that's why you really have to be addressing your man in the situation, because these women, you cannot be mad at these women. This it's not on them, it's on him. And it's on you, because you have to decide for your own self and your own relationship and for your own reputation what you're going to allow and not going to allow, or how long you're going to stay in a relationship with someone that is not taking it to the next level because you're in a comfort zone. And then you want all the women that he knows or that he talks to or that, you know, can come in contact with him. You want them to know that there's an unwritten rule that, you know, he's my man because he's my baby daddy. Nobody can talk to my baby daddy. It's like, no, that's not even realistic. You're not even being realistic in that situation. He could be your baby daddy, but he's somebody else's boyfriend. Or he could be somebody else's husband. Just because you have a child together, that does not link you and cut all the ties off from other women. Just because you have a baby. It's men that have multiple children with multiple women. So what are you going to do in that type of a case? You know? So it's like these gray area relationships are also things that need to be addressed when we're talking about boundaries. And so with, you know, all this conversation, you know, I just really wanted to talk about that just because it brought up a lot of everyday issues. Like I said, I don't like to hone in on celebrity information or gossip or whatever, because we don't really know what's going on behind closed doors with people. We don't know if these relationships are real. We don't know if these friendships are real. We don't really know. But I do think that this is a topic that is in everyday life with boundaries. And when you're in relationship with people and when you're dealing with people on a day, people that you work with, people that you live with, you know, friendships that you may have, making sure that you're associations and that your friendships, that your relationships, that you're actually, you know, putting boundaries around yourself to protect your reputation and to protect yourself against, you know, putting yourself in these situations with people. Because unfortunately for us, especially as Black women, which is something that Jordan had to find out on a very large scale, as women, we sometimes don't even get second chances. Like getting that whole reputation washed off is like sometimes impossible. So you don't even want to put yourself in a situation that's going to get you that type of reputation. You don't want to be known as the girl that wants to be with everybody's man. You don't want to be known as the girl that's thirsty for other people's, you know, boyfriends, baby daddies, or whatever, or the girl that people have to watch around their man, you know, and it could be innocent. You could be innocent, like in this situation. So I just wanted to bring light to that and just think more about not judging people in these situations when they do get busted out, because you really don't know the backstory. And I am glad that she did share her story. I definitely do believe her. I believe that it's totally possible for those things to happen. And, you know, she did make a bad judgment call. She is only 21. And there's women that are much older than that, that are making those type of decisions. And I have made those type of bad decisions. So I am no better than anyone else. I've definitely been in those type of situations before, and I had to learn from them. And so I definitely wanted to share that with everyone, so that whatever side of the table you're on, whether you think that she was right in her actions, wrong in her actions, you know, whatever. And also, just because, you know, Chloe got with him in whatever situation that he was in, I definitely don't believe that how you get them is how you lose them in every situation. There are situations where I definitely believe that karma is karma. And I'm not saying whether Chloe was right, wrong, indifferent, whatever. But I am going to say that I do believe that the character of a person, the situation that they're actually in relationships, just recognizing that people, just because they're in relationships and they're, you know, have a baby daddy, or they're in a, you know, a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, that does not mean that that's where they're going to land. That doesn't mean that that's who they're going to end up being married to, you know? So you can't put ties on people just because they have a baby with them and, you know, oh, because, you know, she has a baby with him, that he's off limits from every other woman on the planet. It's just not true. He is single until married. And so just knowing that, being a woman yourself, you can't just necessarily say that just because of, you know, whatever, however their relationship started, that that's how it's going to end. You just can't predict things like that. There's people that have been in relationships and gotten married to people that were, in another relationship prior to them, where they maybe have not been broken up or living with somebody, whatever the situation is. It just, you just can't put a blanket over it. So I just wanted to address that and just say that the more you create boundaries for yourself, the more aware you are of yourself, the more that you hold yourself accountable for your intentions and that you're not putting yourself in these type of situations, you know, the happier you'll be, the longer friendships you'll have, you know, and just being, you know, accountable for yourself and, you know, not saying don't make mistakes, which we're going to make mistakes, but, you know, just have empathy for people. Don't always judge a situation before it happens and just, you know, set boundaries. So that's it. Those are the rules of engagement. I hope you enjoyed that. I would love to hear your feedback and I will talk to you guys again next week. Enjoy your week.